WHFR Dearborn.
Going right from the stuff. Thank you.
right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, as we speak, we have the band Wasal getting ready to do a live set for us. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, let's go for it. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, we have Wasal here. Thank you. All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Wasal in the studio. How you doing, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
We can hear you well. It's a bit low, though.
Just a low?
Just a little bit more.
We'll just adjust it a
there
little bit. That's cool. All right.
Are we good on your end?
I can hear you loud and clear, yes.
Great.
Good, good. So you gentlemen are going to be playing the Concert of Colors, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Can you give us details, like what day, what time?
Yeah, it's coming up. You can go to www.concertofcolors.com, and there's a full schedule there. They've got stuff going on all week starting this Wednesday. We play on Saturday. Is he coming to ask?
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you, though.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to translate for him?
Yeah, there you go.
What he was saying was, if you go to www.concertofcolors.com, you're going to see the events they're going to have all this week starting from Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be playing there on Saturday at 3 p.m., 3 to 4, I think that's what it is.
Okay, and which stage?
I think it's going to be the outside stage. I forgot what it's called.
Okay, that's the one that's kind of like across the street.
Yep.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, we're WHFR, we're there like every year, so we're pretty familiar with it. Looking forward to lots of great artists playing, definitely, including yourselves. If you don't mind.
Tell Ty he can talk, yeah.
What's that?
Tell Ty he can talk.
All right. I guess Ty can talk now.
Check one. Can you hear me now?
Just barely.
All right. How are we doing in there?
I mean, I can hear you, but it's just, you know, really quiet. That's
sure.
All.
Was that up now?
Okay, that's a little bit better, yeah.
Oh, go.
Oh, that's much better. Much
now it's
better.
Really loud in here. Yeah, thanks for bearing with us, everyone, in Radio Land.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're here. That's live radio. It's always fun.
Yeah.
It's always unpredictable, but that's okay. If you don't mind, if you want to go around the room real quick and introduce yourselves.
Here. So my name's Igor Huat. I'm half Brazilian, half Lebanese, and I play an instrument called the oud, as you can all not see here. If you Google it, it will be O-U-D,
mm-hmm.
or you can also spell it U-D. It's a Middle Eastern lute with 11 to 12 strings, usually.
11 to 12?
Yes. Well, it's six string courses, and each string course is double, except for the bass string, which is just the single. Sometimes if you have double bass course, you'll have 12.
Oh.
So that's how that happens, yeah.
So it depends on which one you get, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'll pass it off to Ben here.
Well, I'm Ben Furman, and I am playing the mandolin.
Okay.
My name's Tim Patterson, and I play the bass.
Alrighty.
And I'm Ty Forker, and I play percussion back here.
Okay. How long have you guys been playing together?
We've been together for a little bit over 4 years now. We all met at Michigan State, and we've been doing it since.
Okay. You just decided to, you know, get a band together and all that? And
yeah, what happened was an Indian friend and I went to an Arabic music concert in Ann Arbor and got really excited about that.
Hmm.
And we had talked for a while about starting a world music group at MSU because we knew a bunch of musicians who were interested in different cultures, Turkish, Brazilian, Indian, Arabic, and so on. But we had no outlet because the music school was mostly classical music or jazz or band music, so like a band like when the Spartans play and so on and so forth.
Right.
So I sent out a Facebook message. 12 people showed up to the first rehearsal. We just played, jammed for 3-4 rehearsals, and eventually we pared down to the current group that we have. And I should note that there are two more members who are not here. We have another percussionist called Mike List, but he has to be at work, so unfortunately he cannot join us. And the last member who is not with us is called Will Sicola, and he plays the clarinet, the klezmer clarinet. It's a musical style from Eastern Europe. It's Eastern European Jewish celebratory dance music.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, Will injured himself in a bike accident. He busted his lip about 3 weeks ago, and he's on his way back. but you're hearing the smaller version, Wausau Light, if you like.
Oh, okay. And the very thing he would need to perform today, he had actually hurt.
Yeah, is his lower lip, exactly. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have you guys on again when we can have all six then.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got another track for us then?
Yes. This next one, want to talk a bit about it, Ty?
Oh, sure. This is a, it's I guess you would call it a cover tune. It's a version that we do of a contemporary Arabic tune called Nuba.
Mm-hmm. Where does that come from originally?
Want me to take a... Yes, the composer is called Anwar Braham. He's a Tunisian oud player, so the oud, the instrument I play.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Germany right now, so this is more of a European style of word music that's going on there.
Hmm. We're getting all of it today, then.
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right, let's do it. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, in the studio, Wausau. Okay, if anybody is interested in checking out your music, what would be the best way to find it?
Yeah, there's a variety of ways. The best way is to go to wausaumusic.com is our official webpage. It's W-I-S-A-A-L music.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just go on there and search for Wausau, W-I-S-A-A-L, and we're the one that's a band. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us there if you're into those kinds of social media. And again, just search for Wausau. We're at Wausau Music on both of those.
Okay. There was something that was on the internet the other day. I thought of you gentlemen. The reason being that you do world type of music. And it was like one of those things that he said, if you had a choice, would you rather be able to speak all languages or play all instruments if you were given the opportunity? And I kind of thought about it, and it's, you know what? I think if you could learn how to play all the instruments, I think you'd have a universal language for everybody. You wouldn't have to necessarily speak the same language. What do you guys think?
I would just like to play everything I can, if you ask me. That's simply it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's like if you know how to play music well, then you can speak to anybody.
I do agree. There's something about music that's a bit more like visceral. It's a bit more emotional. It's a bit more under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
When you have language, when I'm saying like I'm speaking these words, they kind of pin down meaning a bit too much. Music allows you more freedom to interpret because it's not telling you what to think necessarily.
Right.
But with that said, though, there are so many different musical cultures around the world, and sometimes some of them might not click or connect with an audience as fast as others. So although there's the potential for any type of music to affect anybody, there's still some cultural barriers. I mean, let me give a short example so that I'm not speaking too much abstractly here.
Okay.
Sometimes, like if you listen to the radio, and this is an example straight from our music, if you listen to the radio here, a lot of pop music is in 3 or 4 beats. So if like Ty can play me just a couple of 4-beat measures so the audience knows. Groovy, see? Everybody knows this. Everybody's grown up with this around here, and they know what it feels like. For example, a lot of our pieces, on the other hand, have these different types of beats with 7 beats in a measure or 10 beats in a measure. And sometimes that can throw people off. They're not sure how to react to it. A lot of these pieces we're playing right now have that type of characteristic. So it's a mixed bag. You've got the potential. On the other hand, you've got to work to getting people to really like the music without having to think too much about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I guess my point is, you know, even though we may not speak the same language, we can't understand each other verbally, we can still agree on something that we might like as far as musically.
Yeah, and Igor will be modest and won't tell you this, but this English is his 4th language. You wouldn't know it from hearing him talk.
Oh.
But he's growing up half Lebanese and half Brazilian. He's spoken Portuguese and Arabic growing up, and then he went to school in France and so picked up French along the way as well. So I think, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but maybe sometimes playing music is kind of a relief to not have to think through all that language all the time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, it's a common language that everybody can understand regardless of where their background is.
True.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you gentlemen have any other upcoming shows other than Concert of Colors? Or?
Yes. We're also playing, I think it is July 16, at Frederick Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids. We're going to be splitting the bill with an Indian group from Ann Arbor called Sumkali. You spell them Sumkali. Very fun group. We've played a couple of gigs with them over the last 2 years, and we're really looking forward to play with them at Frederick Meyer Gardens, which is a really nice stage, really good audience. So this is going to be a fun one.
Is that outdoors? Or?
I think it's going to be outdoors, yes. It's their Tuesday summer music series. It's called something like that.
That's one of the nice things about this time of year, hanging outside and listening to good music. Yeah. Okay. All right, what do you have for us now, gentlemen?
So we'll play, this is a Turkish tune. Igor especially, has playing music, has made some friends with some musicians from Turkey, and so we brought in some of that sound into our music as well. So this is a tune that we went to a concert of Turkish music 6 months ago probably, and this was one of the tunes that really stuck out to us. So Igor got in touch with the guys and they sent him some sheet music for it, and so this is kind of our take on this Turkish tune.
Oh wow.
And it's called Chechen Girl.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right. Yeah. WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio with Saul, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Yeah, I brought up the website. It looks like you gentlemen are playing the Wolverine Outdoor Stage.
Oh, dear.
Courtyard behind Orchestra Place Building. That's what it says. At 3 o'clock. That's a pretty good slot there, actually.
No, I was talking more about the stage where Spartan Land.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm sorry. It's all good, though, gentlemen. We agree on something. We agree on good music. So that's all that matters. So 3 o'clock Saturday. Let's see. What is that date? It's the 12th?
12th, I believe.
Yeah, okay. You can check these gentlemen out live at the Concert of Colors with all kinds of other great bands. Any bands that you know of that are playing there that you're looking forward to checking out? Or
There's a whole list. I was just checking and kind of scrolling through. And it's a really great weekend for showing off, Detroit and Michigan's music diversity. There's, you mm-hmm. know, there's rock acts and there's blues and there's world music. And there's, you know, music from all over the world. So if that's the kind of thing you're into, you know, it's a whole buffet of musical options, you know, the whole weekend. So definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I was definitely looking at it. October Babies, Lola Valley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our own hometown boy Wayne Kramer is going to be actually coming from L.A. to play with Melvin Davis. So that should be kind of interesting. And, of course, there's always the Don Was review, which is always a good time. I guess they're going to be paying a tribute to Bob Seger this year, so that should be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, and for the people that weren't listening toward the beginning, what would be the best place, the best way to find your music, if they're interested?
Yeah, you want to check out wisalmusic.com. That's spelled W-I-S-A-A-L. wisalmusic.com, and that's our official website. And you can find us on Facebook. Almost everyone's on Facebook nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So just search for Wisal, and it's the one that's a band. There's a lot of other Wisals, but as far as I know, we're the only one that plays music. So,
and refresh my memory. Igor, you were saying that that the word means connections?
Yes, the word, it's an Arabic word that translates to connections or links. We haven't really talked about what we're linking. So if you're here in the studio, if you look at Ty's percussion setup, he has a bass drum and a couple of cymbals. Those are more from, you know, your Western drum kit. Then he's playing this goblet-shaped drum that's called the dumbek. That comes from the Middle East. Can you play a couple notes there, please, Ty? Doom. That's the dumbek. Another drum from Peru, right? It's Peru, right?
Yep.
It's called the cajon, which literally means drum.
Box. So,
box, yeah, that one. So that's the percussion section. And as I was saying at the beginning, I play the oud, spelled O-U-D, which is a Middle Eastern lute. I'm Lebanese, but you can find it anywhere from the Balkans to Turkey to the Arab world to North Africa. Mandolin with Ben here is representing this more folky side. Similarly to Tim here on the bass, this more pop influence that holds the ground. And klezmer, which is played by our clarinetist, who is not here today because of an injury, is this Eastern European Jewish celebratory dance music. So again, coming back to the name, Wasal is trying to link all these cultures through the tunes that we play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes lots of sense.
Yeah.
Lebanese and Jewish, that is kind of an interesting kind of connection there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we try to shy away. You know, there's certainly a messy political situation that we could get ourselves into pretty quickly, but we're just here to play music and try to find those connections within the music.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and we'll let the politicians sort the rest of it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, that goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago. I mean, if you can't agree on much of anything, I think all of us can agree on, you know, good music if we find, you know, a common denominator there, you know?
Yeah, so definitely.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, what do we have next?
We'll do another tune from the Arabic world for you. This is a tune called Karamana, which is a tune that we've been playing almost since the beginning of Wasal's inception. And this tune, we haven't talked a lot about how our music works, but a lot of these tunes operate similarly to, you know, if your listeners are interested or understand how jazz music generally works. You'll have, you know, in jazz music you'd call it the head or the tune, which is the part of the music that you would recognize. And then you go into a solo section, and then at the end you get out, you play the tune again, the play the head again, and that's how the tune is built up. And so we do a similar thing. This is a tune that's built in that way, that we start out with, you know, you'll hear a tune. It starts out slow and kind of picks up momentum as we go along, and then we'll go into a solo section, which will probably Igor and Ben will both take solos on this one, I'm guessing.
Okay.
We kind of decide that on the fly sometimes.
Which is always cool.
Yeah, and then you'll hear the tune again at the end, and then it'll be the end.
Well, I remember I checked out, what was the band, Return to Forever? You ever heard of those guys?
No, I don't know that band.
With Chick Corea and McLaughlin and all that. And he was joking when he was speaking in between songs on stage. It's like, yeah, I just have to come up with this 30 seconds worth of music, and we have a song, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost just an excuse to play the solos. That's the part you really want to get to.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we just got a newsflash. Our bass player wants to take one too, so ho-ho.
All right. I want to hear that one. Do it. Yeah. That sounded real good, gentlemen. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio with Saul. I think I just want to keep things going here because we want to squeeze in more music.
All right. Cool. So the next one we've got on tap for you. Actually, we'll let Ben introduce this one. This is Ben's tune, so he's got a microphone.
Oh, okay.
That I do, in fact. So this is a tune that I wrote. It's called Nuages sur la mer, Clouds on the Sea, for those of you who don't speak French.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tune that I wrote that was kind of an idea that we'd been kicking around to do something for a smaller subset of the group. So as it happened, it happens to be for the four people that are here in studio today.
Works out perfectly.
So it's a fun little tune. Hope you guys like it.
All right, let's do it. Thank you. All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This has been the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Well, I'm afraid we have run out of time, gentlemen. I'm kind of bummed. This is the part I don't like.
All right. Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a pleasure on our end as well. You guys are very talented musicians, definitely. All right. Coming up, Boston Blackie, and we'll go from there. All right.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries.